You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly discussion with leaders around the Midwest about how they adapt and persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, and welcome to our program today. And we have a special guest. Special guest has been, when we talk about leading in challenging times, there have been some great stories here. Kelly Tastove is our guest today. She's Operation Manager and Donor Relations Manager of Symphony in the Flint Hills. And Kelly, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know what? I had a chance to meet you out in the Flint Hills on the prairie, and we were talking about the beautiful event. But for those that don't know what Symphony in the Flint Hills is all about, how do you describe that to people?
So back in 1994, there was a local rancher that she would go out in the middle of her pasture. And whenever she was there, in her mind, she would hear a symphony. So for her 40th birthday, she decided to have a symphony come out to the pasture. She invited the whole county. And that idea grew from her birthday party back in 1994. So in 2005, leaders from Chase County, Waubunsee County, and Morris County got together and they formed Symphony in the Flint Hills. In 2006 was our first concert. And we take everybody out in the middle of a pasture. We create this tent city of about 30 tents. We have the Kansas City Symphony come out and join us. And there's usually about 7,000 people on site with education activities going on throughout the day. We have outriders on horseback. We usually have a cattle drive and covered wagon rides. And this year, our theme was the Santa Fe Trail. It was the 200th anniversary of the beginning of the Santa Fe Trail. And as I tell you all this stuff, you know, people can't grasp that you're out in the middle of a pasture. So one week there's nothing there other than the cattle grazing. And then we come out, we build all these tents, we create the infrastructure to have everybody out there, the food, the down to the porta potties, everything you need to have that kind of a group. And then the Kansas City Symphony comes out and plays the concert in the evening. It's a event that people just can't grasp it until they experience it. I can tell you all about it, but I truly say it's one of those things, until you go out there and you experience the day, you don't really understand what I'm talking about. And then you have that experience and you understand why you can't explain it to other people. It's just one of those things in life. You have to be there in the moment to grasp what it's all about.
Well, one of the things I know out there, I was just amazed at the breadth of the land, the vastness that's there, and yet it all boils down into that group that you put in there. You know, up to 7,000 people there watching the symphony out of Kansas City. It's just pretty amazing. So to be able to continue that year after year, I'd heard about it until I experienced it. It was just fantastic. So you mentioned that it does other things other than just music. And talk about that a little bit more, because I know there were different sessions you could attend all day. And I rode on one of the things I did, I rode on the covered wagon, and I don't think I would want to go across the entire prairie on a covered wagon.
We get that a lot. You know, people want to go out, they want to ride those. And you, it's fun to see those covered wagons out there and those draft horses pulling them. You know, that's quite a sight to see. And then you ride them. It's not a comfortable ride. So
you see people walking alongside their wagon. I know why. And so you get to experience some of those things, but there was also educational things that, you know, I've always thought if you pay attention, you learn something everywhere, but there was everything from stargazing, which I learned how to find the North Star wherever you are, which is pretty cool. And really authentic Native American dress and some of those things. So it's more than just the concert. It's really the prairie life that you guys are telling the story about.
Yeah. So our mission statement is to heighten the appreciation and knowledge of the Flint Hills Tallgrass Prairie. I don't think people understand this landscape and how beautiful it is. You know, I grew up here in the Flint Hills. So when I would hear people talk about how Kansas is flat, that didn't register with me. I didn't understand that because I'm here in the middle of the Flint Hills where we are definitely not flat. The beauty of it, the grass, we have all the cattle that come in the springtime and graze, and there's education on that as well. The importance of keeping this landscape here and bringing the awareness to it. We hope that what the event does is we get people here, we get them excited, we show them the beauty of it, and then they go home and they decide to research on their own why it's important to keep it as it is.
Well, that's a good point I will talk about this later again and remind everybody, but tell us a little bit about your website, because while this event is over, there's one coming up next year again. You have a website that tells about this, and I have not gone to the website, but I assume there's some pictures of this. That it's just fantastic what you do. What's the website and what will they find there?
Yeah, so on our website, it's symphonyintheflinthills.org, and we have information about the signature event. There's information about our field journal. Our field journal is a book that we produce each year that focuses on the theme. And as I said, this year, it's the 200th anniversary of the Santa Fe Trail. That our site was in Council Grove, it was near Council Grove, which is in Morris County. And the Santa Fe Trail actually went just about a mile north of where the site was at this year. So everything kind of fell into place to make that happen. We also have a Wood Fest, which is our fall event that we hold at Camp Wood YMCA in Elmdale. And that focuses more on families. So you'll find information about Wood Fest on our website as well. And then there's an online store where you can go and you can purchase the field journals from this year and from prior years that have covered the theme in those years as well.
And those are way cool. I'll add, they're way cool. And it's worth having one of those to look through. It's just wonderful reference on what goes on in the Flint Hills and some information. If you go online and want to grab one of those before next year, I think that would be worthwhile as well. Kelly, let's talk about kind of the challenges that you have had. We'll talk about the pandemic, but you're preparing this. You have tents. Just say this. I'll try to paint the picture. You have these giant, beautiful white tents that are perched on really tops of hills and throughout the whole area that you're doing the event. And these tents are huge. They're giant sized circus tents. So you go and you have the ability to walk and look at different things, and there's dinner served, there's food served in the tent. So it's just a magnificent facility that is set up in the middle of the prairie. And it stands there all along. It's just breathtaking when you take a look at it. But 2 years ago, this is pre-pandemic, you had a pretty exciting night. What happened?
Well, we did. The tents were up. Everything was ready to go. It was Friday night before the event. We had been out there. We'd set the site up. We were ready to open the gates at 7. Well, no, the gates open at 1 o'clock, but we usually have volunteers that start showing up between 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. And when we got to the site that morning early, probably about 6:30, if not earlier than that, a microburst had gone through and taken down two of our biggest tents, and then several other tents as well. And it pretty much flattened all the site. So that particular year, 2019, we did everything that we needed to do to have the event the day of, except the day of.
Wow. So what'd you do, Kelly? Is, you know, you look at challenging times, you walk up and you see this. What did you think? What did you feel?
Oh my, lots of emotions, a lot of disappointment. You know, it takes us a year to plan this. And blood, sweat, and tears. And that was a rough, rough day. We got through it. We, You know, what made it even more difficult is that that microburst happened. So that particular site, I live, my home is about a mile from it. And I had woken up in the night, we knew there was going to be some weather. And I had heard the hail go through, but, you know, it lasted maybe 30 seconds. It didn't amount to much. And I thought, okay, great. We're good to go. You know, that wouldn't have caused any problems. And the hail didn't cause any problems, but that microburst hit. So I say that knowing I was that close to it, and I had no idea that kind of damage had happened. So
So you got finished with that, and you had to cancel. You usually have a second night kind of in case there is bad weather, but you had to cancel that entire year and then regroup and say, okay, we'll do it in 2020 and salvage what we have, but we'll redo it again in 2020. And then what happened? The pandemic. So
I want to back up just a second, though. In 2019, part of what made that so hard is we had rain both nights in the night, which prevented us from doing it the next day as well. And obviously the tents, we couldn't get them back up that quickly. But the daytime hours were beautiful. They were beautiful, nice, sunshiny days. So it was just
the
like,
kind you want.
Why
the
are
kind
we
you
not
want.
Doing it?
Yeah, well, most people that grow up in this part understand how severe our storms can be. It's part of being on the prairie. They just happen. But to happen in one spot like that did, is just goes back to Mother Nature. We can't control it. And with the pandemic the next year, how have you of your team, we know how the struggle of the pandemic, you had to call it off in 2020. How have you and your team survived? What's all happened there?
You know, it's been tough. We used to be a staff pre-pandemic. We were a staff of 6 full-time employees. After the pandemic, we are now a staff of 2. It's working very well, and we got along really well this year. We have a great team that surrounds us that we can't do it without them. So the pandemic, our ticket sales go on sale. Usually it's the first Saturday in March for the general admission ticket sales. So we had that day in March of 2020, and then it was the next week, I believe, week and a half that the pandemic hit. So, you know, we were, that was hard. We had sponsors that had come in to support us, come back after the microburst. And some of these sponsors were brand new to our event. So here they had worked with us 2 years in a row, and now, you know, they're not even going to get to experience it. And that being said, you know, they're still with us. They're still supporting us, maybe in a different way. But we also have, you know, many sponsors that have been with us from the very beginning, many patrons that have been with us from the beginning, and our general admission ticket holders. We have a very dedicated audience, I guess you would say. And I think that goes to show you how kind of unique of an event it is that they get to do this once a year. But the microburst, the pandemic, and coming through all that, coming through with a smaller staff, it hasn't been easy. So when we were out there that day, I was out there a few weeks ago visiting with you, the atmosphere, it felt so good to be able to get back on our feet, to pull it off, to show everybody what it is and remind them of what they enjoy all these years. To have that feeling that day, I just can't tell you how good it was for me. You know, I could finally put the microburst to bed. I could finally get past the pandemic because we had the event, we pulled it off, and everybody had a great time. So
they did.
Yeah.
I just remember sitting down there and the Home on the Range, and it just felt like it was kind of Home on the Range is back. And
yes.
You and your team did a great job. You and your partner, the other employee, and the team of volunteers did a terrific job of making a wonderful event. And I hope anybody listening will go check out your website and take a look at that and consider that for next year as something that's just really a fantastic and something special in the state of Kansas. So Kelly, I'm going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and I want to talk a little bit about you and your job with the Symphony in the Foothills. Back with more after this.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
We're back on Forward Ever with Kelly Tastove, and she is the operations manager and donor relations manager for Symphony in the Flint Hills. We've talked about what an incredible program that is, but Kelly, you have to be incredibly organized because you're a wife, a mother, a longtime business owner, and you do all of this other stuff. How do you get everything done?
Wow.
yeah, wow is exactly right, because you cover a lot with what you do. And when you go through something like what we have talked about and do that, how do you get your job done?
Well, when I talk about the team, you know, we really are. My coworker is Sandy Carlson. She's the program director, and she and I spend a lot of time bouncing ideas off of each other. Since I mentioned that we went from 6 employees down to 2, her and I have had additional duties that we now take care of that we didn't handle before. But it's gone pretty smoothly, all in all. And getting past that first year of having such a small staff, literally, we just had a conversation this morning about, you know, we were okay through it. We got through it. Nothing was as difficult as we thought it might be. We are both very, very organized. Spreadsheets are our friends, keep us on track. And when I talk about the team, I just can't emphasize enough, you know, how important it is. We're all on the same page. We're all trying to make one outcome and make it as good as we possibly can. I don't know how I stay organized, and it's probably best that I really don't know, because that might mess the system up.
Well, Kelly, do you have any mentors that you look to? You and I talked about your grandmother, but you talk about growing up on the prairie was not easy, whether it be today with microbursts and dealing with that, going through the pandemic. But prairie life has always been a hard life in a sense of the amount of work that needs to get done.
Yeah, I grew up, I live in Bizarre, Kansas, and that's where I grew up, was Bizarre, Kansas. My dad was a farmer and rancher, so, you know, the Flint Hills has always been a part of my life, and we're the family that you're watching the weather every day to see what you're going to get done the next day. So, you know, I really have to probably just say my parents and how resilient they are as far as, you know, you have to work with nature to get things done. And that couldn't be more true in what we do here with the symphony. You know, Mother Nature is our partner. We've said that for years, and we hope that, you know, she continues to work with us. We're going to get maybe woken up by her once in a while, but, you know, until that year happened, we had, that would have been our 15th, the microburst year. So I think that's right. No, I think it was our 14th, because we had 13 good years that were, you know, just perfect. And then we were reminded that it may not always be that way. So
it was about as perfect as you could get this past year. And somebody that wants to go next year, let's do another 13 years in a row, one down. So another 12 years in a row of beautiful weather. Somebody wants to experience this. What's the website again?
It's symphonyintheflinthills.org. And we also have a Facebook page that is Symphony in the Flint Hills. And the Facebook page, you know, for the current stuff, we post on that pretty regularly. We've just recently, part of the symphony, part of our every year, we have a juried artist show and auction. And that just ended here a couple weeks ago as well. But that's something that people can get into. Anybody is welcome to enter it. And then it goes through the juried process. And that's something you can learn about on Facebook and on our website as well.
Very cool. Kelly, thanks for joining us and talking about the Symphony in the Flint Hills. It's pretty amazing, and hope people get a chance to go take a look. And even better yet, go experience the prairie in its beauty and simplicity, beauty, and it's just a wonderful thing. So thanks for joining. Thanks for all your work as part of Symphony in the Flint Hills.
Thanks for having me.
Kelly Dastove is our guest today, Operations Manager and Donor Relations Manager of Symphony in the Flint Hills. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for listening to Forward Ever, sponsored by Worth Wealth Management. If you have a great suggestion for a future guest for the program, you can email Gary at gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. That's gary.shorman@eagleradio.net. Forward Ever is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.